The following broadcast is a production of the Ministries of Marcus A. Kyler. We pray this message is both inspirational and transformational. For more information about Marcus, please visit marcusakyler.com. For more information about the communications consulting services he can provide for your ministry or nonprofit organization, please visit yourdigitalpastor.co. Thank you for listening. And be blessed.
So for this Blackout Tuesday, I want to take a different tact. I want to take this in a different direction. And this is something I wanted to talk about anyway, but since this is hashtag Blackout Tuesday, I wanted to first start by answering a tweet that I saw from Dr. Bernice King earlier this morning. She asked, is hashtag Blackout Tuesday for black voices to be amplified or for black voices to be silent? Sincere question. And so, you know, without really getting into too much of an explanation, you know, there was a reason that there was a hashtag Blackout Tuesday initiative to begin with. And that had to do with specifically the music industry. And that was something that ended up being championed by the masses, and something that people wanted to make a statement, you know, putting, you know, just black on their profiles for a day, or just posting, you know, just plain, you know, black pictures or something like that, you know, for the day. And, you know, there was some controversy about, you know, whether or not that was something that was kind of fraudulently created in attempts to actually stifle black voices, just because of you know, things that are going on and things that need to be amplified, that if everyone were to champion Blackout Tuesday, that things would not be talked about the way that they need to, especially the fact that there were primaries in like 9 or 10 different states today. And so, you know, so that's a question. And I think that was a question that was answered pretty well by Brittany Cunningham earlier today, Miss Pacchietti on Twitter. And, you know, I think she really broke that thing down and really gave some clarity about, you know, what Blackout Tuesday should have been about. Should be about amplification of black voices and those who, you know, really needed to black out as far as their voices were concerned were those who were non-black, not because their voices weren't important, but just for the purpose of for a day deferring to black voices and highlighting black voices, you know, within their own content. Now, the reason that I wanted to bring up Blackout Tuesday real quick, and the reason why I referred to Dr. Bernice King's tweet, is because, you know, my answer to the question is definitely amplification of black voices. But I wanted to talk about just amplification in general. There's a problem that I'm beginning to see, and it's something that I feel like as a Christian it needs to be it's something that really needs to be highlighted. There are people whose voices and whose opinions, points of view, value is being questioned and being ridiculed because of their personal life, their purported, personal dealings. And they're people who have made a judgment about the veracity of, people's contributions because of the assessment that has been made on their private life. And I think that is something as a Christian that is pretty ridiculous, because none of us has a life that is so beyond reproach that we cannot be questioned in such a way. And if all of us were judged in such a way, if what we had to contribute was judged based off of our personal lives, I think many of us would be discredited. And I don't think it's time for us to be discrediting people based off of what we think we know about their personal lives. Two different examples, a current example and a historic example. First example is Killer Mike. So many of you might have seen a video from him. Several days ago, he was speaking at a press conference following some demonstrations in the city of Atlanta, where several businesses were vandalized because of the George Floyd protests. And and Killer Mike had some really powerful words to say, and some great insight at this press conference. And he was really speaking with passion. He's someone who's been out in the community for years. You might not agree with everything that he's ever said, but he's really been out there on the front lines, fighting for the Black community and doing things within his own community in the city of Atlanta. And and it was unfortunate, because I saw somebody the next day, and I'm saying this just off of memory. I believe they said that apparently the Killer Mike, who is a business owner who's who has some property destroyed, and the Killer Mike who rapped about killing crooked cops, don't know each other. So let me say that again. The tweet was, so apparently the Killer Mike, who is a business owner in the city of Atlanta, who has some property destroyed, and the Killer Mike who raps about killing crooked cops do not know each other. And there were many, many comments that were under that tweet, just talking about how, that kind of invalidates what he's saying. Nobody can really take him seriously because of that and everything like that. I have a difficult time with that. We're calling into question, the validity of what he says because of some rap lyrics. Whether or not he was sincere in those rap lyrics, talking about killing crooked cops, that's not an assessment that I am willing to make. It shows that unfortunately our lives are going to always be held under the microscope, especially when we have something positive to say, and especially when we are in the limelight. And if people are going to have issue with our lives, if we live lives in such a way where people are going to have issues with certain things that we do or that we say, then it's going to unfortunately have a negative impact on what it is that we do, because we forget that that was something that Jesus said. He or she who is without sin, you know, let that person cast the first stone. You know, that was something that, you know, Jesus himself said that. And it's something that we have to continue to think about as we assess the validity of, you know, people's contributions, you know, based off of their lives. So that's the current example, and then an example from history, of course, but always relevant is Dr. King, MLK. A lot of people have you know, speculated about his personal life, about, you know, mistresses that he you know, had or didn't have or whatever, and things that you know, he might have done when he was not in the limelight, and you know, when the cameras were turned off and when the mics were turned off and marches weren't taking place. So, you know, what kind of activities was he engaged in with other women, and people even you know, felt the need to specify white women. And so you know, I just really thought a lot about that, and it was really frustrating to me, you know, because, you know, I'm not here to speculate about whether or not all of that was true, but and you know, it's been said so much, you know, over history. It's not necessarily new information, but I'm newly frustrated because, you know, these were things that people brought up to try to invalidate that which he was saying, because the Dr. King quote about writing being the language of the oppressed, that quote that had been brought up over the last several days, and people were, you know, invalidating that and discrediting that because of what he may or may not have done with white women. And it was exceedingly frustrating to me, you know, because, you know, at what point do we what quality of life do we have to live to where we are not judged, you know, based off of, you know, what do we have to do? What kind of life do we have to live? How perfect do we have to be to not have what contributions we have to make to the world devalued? You know, people are going to always seek to devalue what it is that we're saying. And I'm here for the amplification of what it is that we need to say. And amplifying what it is that we need to say means that we need to stop invalidating people's contributions because of what they may or may not have done in their personal lives. It's just BS. You know, just to keep it real, it's just BS. And I hope and pray that that's something that we can not do, because it's really not helpful. It's super judgmental, and you know, we're denying the value that other people have, contributions that people are making, valid contributions that people are making because of you know, what we think about their personal lives. You know, when you know, we're looking at the speck in somebody's eye, while we're, you know, we're denying the boulder. We're trying to look past the boulder that's, you know, in our own eye, and that's just something we have to stop doing. And if we're gonna really be about the amplification of voices, then we need to stop engaging in judgmental activity that doesn't amplify, but instead it stifles. So just wanted to share that real quick. You know, that's all. Just want to encourage us to you know, to put the judgment down a little bit, because none of us is in position to do that. And as we put the judgment down and pick up the amplification, we can appreciate everyone's contribution to making this world a better place. And if people have things to say that are valid, let us evaluate the validity of what somebody is saying for that moment, rather than trying to assess their whole lives because of a tweet, and assess their whole lives because of something that we don't resonate with. And then we want to look at their lives and see if we can discredit them because of something that we don't like. So just wanted to share that, and pray that you have a blessed rest of your day, rest of your week, rest of your month, whenever you're listening to this. Just be blessed, y'all, and stay safe. Peace.